Hi, how did you like the Scion IM?
You know, I liked it a lot. I first drove it at Test Fest last October, and I thought, boy, this is just kind of like the next Toyota Matrix, because you know, Matrix was a Corolla based little wagon.
Yeah.
Also, the Pontiac Vibe, basically the same car.
Right.
But since Pontiac was shut down, and they shut down the NUMMI plant in California where they were built, there are now no longer any Matrix. So along comes this little Scion wagon called the IM, which pretty well fills that bill, that niche, and does a really nice job of it. I had it for a week and I enjoyed it a lot. Nice little car.
Is there a lot of room in the back of it?
Yeah, it's a little wagon, a little hatchback type thing. So it's amazing how much stuff you can put in there. And it's actually pretty nice to drive. And get this, it had a CVT transmission I didn't hate.
What's going on with the world?
I know. No, it's it pretends to be a regular automatic transmission, so it pretends to shift, and it does a not bad job on it. Better still, you can get a 6-speed manual, and that would probably be the way to go if you can drive a manual, I guess. Yeah.
Now, who would this compete with, and does it win? Would it win in its category?
Well, I think it might. There's not really a lot of competition in there now that the I guess you'd have the Jetta sport wagon, or sorry, the Golf sport wagon, the little Volkswagen.
Right.
And I would say myself, I would take that over the Scion. The Scion will be less expensive and a little less stuff on it, but still, it's a nice little car. As you said, you know, it's got lots of room in it. Decent suspension, double wishbone rear end, so it handles very well. I liked it a lot. But I was kind of surprised that it did not take its category at Test Fest, whereas the Honda Civic did, and the Honda Civic went on to win the overall award. So,
all right, let's switch over to another one here, the Toyota Yaris. How was that?
Well, the Toyota Yaris, this is really interesting because it's a Toyota that's really a Mazda. When I first drove this at Test Fest last year, I thought, what's going on here? I mean, are Mazda going to sue these guys? Because the interior was Mazda right down to the T. Yeah, the exterior is kind of a hybrid between, well, it's not a hybrid, I mean, between a Mazda and a Toyota, because it's a Mazda 2 with Toyota grille and rear end and this kind of thing. But, you know, the nice thing, I mean, I've always liked the Yaris. It's a decent little car. It doesn't have a lot of horsepower. It's 106 horsepower, 103 foot-pounds of torque. So it's not got a lot of zoom, as we might say. But that said, it's tight. It's a lot of fun to drive. It's a Toyota that drives like a Mazda. I mean, how can that be a bad thing? You
right.
get the Toyota reliability and the Mazda fun.
How big is the motor on it?
It is a 1.5 liter 4.
Wow. Oh, that's fine. Yeah.
Yeah. And you can get it either with a 6-speed manual or a real 6-speed automatic transmission. The one I had the automatic. And, you know, as much as the Scion's CVT tries to be an automatic, it still isn't an automatic. This one is, and it's really nice.
And as far as pricing goes on the Yaris, what does that look like?
The Yaris starts at $17,000, $16,995. Now, that one is a little bit low rent. That's the one that I had as a test car. Whereas at Test Fest, I had a little higher trim level, and it had things like a rear view camera, which I think should be mandatory in every car these days. Well, not mandatory. I'm not into that, but I think every car should have it. It shouldn't be regulated. It should just be there.
Yeah.
So I would say go for the higher end of that, and you're still going to get into that around $20,000, which is, you know, not much for a car these days. And that's around the same price as the IM. It starts at around 21.
Well, it sounds like a couple of great cars there. Thanks so much, Jim.
You're welcome.